11.6, the paralegal as advocate. Okay, I'm going to tell you right off the bat that you don't have to worry about a lot of test questions regarding this section of the chapter, but that doesn't mean you should ignore it. It's to try to encourage you to have a specific attitude as a paralegal, the attitude of an advocate. When you leave that office, even if you think your client's a jerk or if you think your client's case isn't that strong, when you leave the office, your attitude has to be that your client has rights, and whatever rights they have, you're going to work to protect. And that means if there's a witness that you need to talk to, you're going to find that witness. If there's a piece of evidence that your client has a right to view, you're going to get that, whether it's from another party, and you'll do it through ethical and legal means. I'm not saying you'll go steal something, but you'll use a subpoena duces tecum or other mechanisms through the procedural process of litigation to be able to access that piece of evidence. Or, for instance, a document at court where you've got a court clerk once in a while is being obstinate or not letting you see a file or a certain document that's missing that's sitting on a judge's desk and she won't bother to just go pick it up and let you see it. Or make a copy of it. Usually you really want to work to not confront a court clerk. A court clerk can be your best friend or your worst nightmare. But once in a while, you might have a situation where you have to get a little stronger. And I had one of those cases where a clerk was not going to let me get a hold of a file that we absolutely had to have by the end of that day. And I said, well, you know, eventually I made the point to her, there are two ways this is going to happen. I said, either you're going to just let me see the file and make a copy of the documents I need, or I'm going to go to Kinko's and create a very quick motion to view file, sign it on behalf of my attorney with my attorney's permission over the phone, and maybe even have him fax the permission so I'm covered there. And then I'm going to bring it back, and it's going to be an emergency motion filed today. The judge is going to see it and is not going to be happy that it went to this extent just so I could see a file that is sitting, not being used on the judge's desk while he's in the court. So it's up to you how this is going to go down. I literally said something like that, a little bit more eloquently, but I said that to the court clerk. And she went and she got it. And I got the documents we needed, got it back to the attorney, and were able to file a very important disclosure statement that was due by 5 p.m. that day. So there are times when you have to go out there and be almost self-righteous about your client's rights. That's part of being an advocate. If you, one last story. When I left the law firm that I was at to start teaching full time, the paralegal that had replaced me, one of the attorneys had given her a really tough review, and I felt bad for her. She actually called me up and asked me to have lunch, and she said, "Well." When I actually asked him about the comments he made about not being able to get documents and so forth, I asked, or not working hard enough to get documents, I asked him, and the explanation that he gave really kind of befuddled me. He sent me to court to get a copy of this document, and it wasn't available. The clerk said it wasn't available. Didn't know who had it, wouldn't look up to see who had checked the file out, and so I went back to the law firm, and Tom, the attorney, told me, and by the way, I'm not really proud of this, but I want to give you it as an example, he said, well, if I had sent Dan Barber for that, he would have come back with it. I think that was a cheap shot. I think it's a low blow. I don't think there was any reason to kind of bring it to that level. He could have been more constructive, but she asked me the question, what would you have done? And I said, well, I think what he's saying is don't let the first thing, the first obstacle turn you away. You know, make an attempt to find that document another way or to get that file another way so that you can say to the attorney, even if you don't have it when you come back, and by the way, there were times when I was not successful in getting a document, but so you can say, I did this and this and this, and then I did this. And then I did this and this. So the attorney can see that you just weren't told, you can't have that document, sorry, and you just headed back to the firm. You want to have that attitude of an advocate. And so that's what I try to express to her, that it's not always succeeding in a task, but it's making sure that you try everything you can and try to think out of the box. You want to go around the obstacle on either side. You want to go under. You want to go over. You think of different mechanisms. You know, in that case, I would have said, well, does the other party have a copy to it? Do I have a relationship with the paralegal or one of the lawyers over there, a good working relationship where I can get a copy of that? Because most firms help each other out like that, even if they're in opposition. They're not enemies in that sense. They don't make it personal. If it's at the court, can I go back and ask who checked it out? How long has it been out? Because if it's been out away from the file for 3 or 4 days, that's really inappropriate, and I can make a much stronger case for getting it, and so forth. So I would have thought through those kinds of things. Then when the attorney asked me, well, what did you do to try to get this document or this file or this piece of evidence, I would have been able to say I tried everything that you would have tried also.